Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein by saying hallelujah. Once again, we bring you another beautiful program of nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael, out of the house of Israel. I can't just say the house of Israel, North Carolina, or the house of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio. I just have to say out of the house of Israel, because this is where we all are from. Of course, as many of you all know, I had been in Raleigh, North Carolina for many years, 13, 14 years. Some of my family members are still there, where I built the congregation there for years. And now I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I was born and raised and where I was introduced to the Most High, right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And the Creator brought me here for a reason, and I will fulfill task. And of course, one of his tasks that he will have me to fulfill is telling you the truth. And that's what I will do. Again, I praise the mighty Yah for bringing us through another week, even to this sixth day as we go into the evening time. The Creator shined his mercy upon us, his light upon us, his goodness upon us, that we can see another week. So I praise the mighty Yah for his great mercy that he has shown us. I want to say shalom to our beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of internet, and that's also listening by the way of Blog Talk. Truly, the Almighty has blessed me with your presence continually, and I know the only reason why you are listening and tuning in to the Word of Yah is because of your fear towards him. So I praise the mighty Yah for you. And also, I praise the mighty Yah that he's even allowed you also to come through another week. Of course, we have another program, beautiful program prepared for you. Just a couple updates that I want to share with everyone. We have our dates. We have our hotel location for our next conference. And our next conference will be a doozy. As many of you all know, we went to Virginia to seek righteousness and to seek meekness, that we might be hid in the terrible, great and terrible day of Yah. And this is what we did. And what did we expect? And what did the Most High deliver unto us? Well, our expectations were that the very thing we sought after was the very thing that we would receive. And made no mistake about it, the Creator didn't waste no time, and he's already teaching us about righteousness. The Creator lets us know in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. And before I read Isaiah, the 56th chapter, the reason why I brought that up is because after seeking the Most High for these things, truly the Creator has revealed a great deal of knowledge and wisdom to us that I will be undoubtedly sharing and have already started sharing. And what is this knowledge? This knowledge you will find in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. And this is what it says in the very first verse. Thus said Yah, keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. And anytime the Creator, salvation is near, righteousness will be revealed. And this is what sharing with our brothers and sisters today, this is what we've been sharing as soon as we got back from Virginia, and this is what we will be dealing with the whole year. Yah's righteousness. And why? Because his salvation is near to come. And what is salvation? Salvation is our ability to be saved. And there's only one way to be saved by the Most High. And that is by righteousness. The Creator lets us know in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And I may add before I forget, our next conference will be in the last weekend of July. Mark those dates. The last weekend of July. And we'll give you further information and more direct information next week. It will be held in Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We had never been to Hattiesburg. Of course, we've been to Jackson many times, but we had never been to Hattiesburg. And this is where we will be in the last weekend of July. And we're going to be dealing with righteousness. But not just righteousness, specifically, we will be dealing with three major things. Number one, we will begin as men, exclusively men, although women, children, and leaders and men will be at this conference, but the men exclusively will begin to acknowledge their great transgressions, iniquities, and their abominations that they have wrought in our community. The buck stops with us. How can righteousness go forth without the men acknowledging what they have done to their wives, what have been done to their mothers, what had been done to their daughters, and what we have passed down from generation to generation to our sons? And until we make the crooked things straight, the Creator will have nothing to do with us. So we will acknowledge our sins. We will atone for our sins. And we will make a pledge through order and do the right thing. And sisters, you're going to know what this is. And you're going to see how terrible and how abominable the Israelite man has fallen. But we will talk about it. We will deal with it. Because until we began to be the rulers that the Creator has made us to be, then the whole foundation of our nation can't go forward. The Creator said He will make the crooked thing straight, and it starts at the top. And you'll get further information on these things. But right now we're in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And let me get that so you can see what we're dealing with tonight. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, we're going to read the 14th and the 15th verse. And this is what it says. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim doeth it, that men shall fear before Him. That which have been is now, and that which is to be have already been. And Elohim required that which is past. So there is nothing new under the sun. And if you want to know what Yah desire and require for the future, all you have to do is understand the past. And if you can understand the past, if you want to know what to do now, then that is what you do now. So not only we're going to talk about what is to come, we will also find out what was in the past. And then you're going to discover the past is something that should be right now. For there is nothing new under the sun. The Creator said His salvation is near to come, and His righteousness is to be revealed. And you cannot expect salvation without righteousness. And this is what we're going to see tonight. How this will be manifested, how would this look, and what should be our frame of mind even today. For instance, if you turn to the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, show you something that you might want to consider in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, because what is now have already been, and what is to be, or what is to be, is what has been passed. Look what the Creator said in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 7th verse. And this is what it says. And Yah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yah. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Elohim. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafet. And you notice that he said Noah was this just man, this perfect man in his generation. And he walked with Elohim. Because the Creator is always looking for righteousness. Salvation cannot be realized unless one first find righteousness. And Noah found this righteousness. But because Noah found this righteousness, Noah was not the only one saved. Because Yah is never looking for a righteous individual. He's never looking just for a righteous man. He's never just looking for a righteous woman. But the Almighty is always looking for a righteous family. This is important. When the Creator made Adam, he said it wasn't good that man should be alone. So he gave him and made him a helpmate. And he told us why he gave him this helpmate. Because the Almighty is not interested and just a righteous man by himself. Nor is he interested in just a righteous woman. But Yah desires are in a righteous family. Look what it says in Genesis, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to read the 32nd verse. It says, these are the families of the sons of Noah. Their generation, after their generations, in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So here, because of this righteous family, blessed family, the Creator divided the whole earth with just one family. The generations of Shem, the generations of Ham, and the generations of Yafet. Every nation in the earth today can be traced back to these three individuals. But these individuals cannot have generations all by themselves. They must have a family in order for that to happen. Because Yah is not looking for righteous individuals. Yah is looking for a righteous family. And don't get me wrong, many righteous individuals will be saved. These righteous individuals, Yah want them to be a part of a family. And why? Because this is his desire. Let me show you this. Go to the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. Just showing you the very thoughts of the Most High. And look what it says in Genesis, the 12th chapter, starting at the very first verse. Now Yah has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, don't you see? Yah is not looking for a bunch of scattered individuals on the earth, or scattered righteous individuals. Yah is looking to bless families. He's looking to bring about generations of righteous people through a righteous family. This is how he blessed Abram and changed his name to Abraham. And he said, a father of many nations shall you be. Why? Because Yah desire righteous family. And this is something that has plagued us, because for some reason, we, as a nation, have fell so low that now we are no longer operating as a family, nor are we even desiring righteous families. Look how great this man was, that the Almighty said, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. And this is what it says. In the 17th verse, Genesis 18 and 17. And Yah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment, that Yah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Because there are no righteous generations, upright generations, without there being a righteous family. And there is no righteous family without having righteous, holy matrimony between a man and a woman. That's why the Creator made a man and a woman one, that they might bring forth holy seed. Because Yah has always desired from the beginning a righteous family. And this is what Yah is looking for today. A righteous family. And let me show you what happens when a family is severed because of some type of transgression, iniquity, or sin. In the book of Genesis 19, watch what this says. And we're going to start reading at the 12th verse. And this is what it says. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of Yah. And Yah has sent us to destroy it. Just like in during the time of Noah, Yah was looking for a righteous family. And he found, and Noah found grace in his sight. Just like Abraham, he said, all the families shall be blessed in him. For he knew him, that he will command his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah. But Yah is always desiring a righteous family. So when Yah desire to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, what do you think he was looking for? And look what it says. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for Yah will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when Yah arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of this city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Yah being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass when he had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O not, master, behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. And thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape there, for I cannot do anything till thou become there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. And you see the great mercies he's showing Lot, adhering to the request of Lot. It says, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Yah rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Yah out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Did not Yah, did not the angel let him know? Stay thou in all the plain. Did not the angel let him know, look not behind thee, lest thou be consumed? And of course, Lot's wife was consumed, which means destroyed. But little do people know, she wasn't the only one destroyed. It also destroyed the family. Look what happened when she was destroyed. What did Lot's daughters do unto Lot? Did not y'all already tell it? It's not good that man should dwell alone. I shall make him a helpmate. And look what happens when the family is severed because of iniquity, because of sin, and because of transgression. Lot's daughters got him drunk and both became pregnant. This was a total abomination unto the Most High. We know it was because even unto this day, according to the laws of the Most High, an Ammonite and a Moabite cannot even come into the house of Yah. And guess who occupied our land, the land of Israel, the holy land of Jerusalem? Was it not Moabites? Was it not Ammonites and Hittites and Jebusites? Yes, it was. And the Creator destroyed them, kicked them out of the land because of their great abominations. All because of iniquity. If she had never looked back, then you had a family, a unit that can go forth in the earth for righteousness to continue on. For any salvation to be received, righteousness has to be revealed. And there is no salvation without righteousness. Let me show you further so you can see with your own eyes in the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter. And what are we discussing? What are we talking about? We are discussing how one must come to the realization, the undeniable truth, that what is to be, that is what's now. And what's now have already been. And Yah required that which is past. And what did Yah require that which is past? Yah required righteous family. He's not just looking for a bunch of righteous individuals. Sure, righteous individuals will be saved. But Yah is looking for families. And why? Because Yah desire generations of righteous people. And how can you have generations of righteous people without having a righteous family? And amongst the family, how can you have righteous people without having a holy seed. And there's only one way to have a holy seed. You must have holy matrimony. In the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 10th verse. And this is what it says. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yah stood above it and said, I am Yah, Elohim of Abraham thy father, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. Again, Yah desires, his desires is always to look for a righteous family because he's looking for righteous generations. And this cannot happen without righteous people who come together in holy matrimony. This is a necessity, but this is where we have failed. We think our demise is in not keeping the Sabbath. Our demise is in the holy days and how we see the moon and the sun. Our demise is our family. Because if we had righteous families, you will have righteous generations. And we're going to highlight what this righteousness is. Many of the laws that was handed down to Moses, Abraham didn't even know. Noah didn't even know. But yet, they were still called righteous. Abraham married his sister. And Israelite can't marry their sister today. But yet, the father of our nation, who the Creator said, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him. Let me show you how Yah is always looking for a righteous family in the earth. In the book of Ruth, just show you this. Ruth, the 4th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the ninth verse. This is what it says. Ruth, the fourth chapter, the ninth verse. And Boaz said to the elders and unto all the people, you are witness this day that I bought all that was Elimelech and all that was Chilion and Mahlon of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, and this was a Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. Yah make the woman that is coming to thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. I know y'all thought the brothers and the men and the patriarchs built the house of Israel, but no, the scriptures say every wise woman builded her house, but the foolish plucked it down with her hand. It takes wise women to build houses. Further, it says, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, who Tamar bare to Yehuda, of the seed which Yah shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, Yah gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be Yah, which have not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thy old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, have borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. This is where David come from. This is his lineage. And why? Yah always desired a righteous family. And you can't have a righteous family without first having a holy seed. And you cannot have a holy seed without having holy matrimony. If only we can get our marriages straightened out, only if we can allow Yah to make the crooked things straight, and how we deal with our wives and our mothers, our daughters, even the widows. Because we cannot go anywhere. We can't rise to our highest abilities until the crooked things is made straight. Because Yah is not just looking for some righteous men or some righteous women or some righteous kids. He's looking for righteous families. Just to show you how much Yah loves the family. Look at this law in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter. Leviticus 25th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 38th verse. And this is what it says. I am Yah your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your Elohim. And if thy brethren that dwelleth by thee be waxing poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bondservant, but as an hired servant, and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee, and shall serve thee until the year of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family and to his unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. For they are my servants which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Yah even had it in his laws that even if a brother had to sell himself into bondage for a certain period of time, Yah will still have favor and mercy on this individual, on this family, and return them back to their own house, to their own possession. Everybody return back to their own family, to their own possessions. This is not what we do today. We have no sense of family today. But Yah desires families. And not do he only desire family, he desires generations of righteous families. But just like you, just like myself, we know everyone is not about family. Everybody don't have the same desires as Yah does. So Yah always let it be known, ending be known way before the ending actually come to pass. And look what the Creator let us know even before it happened. In the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. Because no matter how much I read and how much I tell you, how much I talk to you, no matter how Yah make the crooked things straight, there are people who refuse to be made straight. And so Yah said, only a remnant shall be saved. And let me show you how this remnant will look. And you read about it in the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. And this is what it says. Start reading the 12th verse. Let me start at the 11th verse. And this is what it says. And Yah said unto me, the backsliding Israel have justified herself more than the treacherous Yehuda. go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, said Yah, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, said Yah, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yah thy Elohim, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, said Yah. And this is what we're going to do in Mississippi. We're going to acknowledge our sin. Not only will we acknowledge our sins to the Most High, but we're going to acknowledge our sins to our families. How can we make the crooked things straight without acknowledging our sins? And this is what it says in the 14th verse. Turn, O backsliding children, said Yah, for I am married unto you, you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And so what is the Creator letting us know? The Creator is letting us know that many families are just not going to obey him. So he will create the family. He said he would take one of a city and two of a family, because Yah desires families to go forth. And since he desires families,
he's going to create. But before he creates any family,
these things must be done. Let me show you one of the greatest prophecies that will happen before the restoration of the children of Israel. And you'll read about this prophecy in the of Malachi. Malachi, the fourth chapter. And if you want to talk to us and you have any comments, give us a call, 347-838-8963, and press the number 1 on your phone. If you're listening by internet, give us a call or text me, 919-931-6216. We're in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. And this is what it says, starting in the fourth verse. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. And where's Elijah? Was not this Elijah the one that was taken up in the whirlwind? Here the Creator said, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So it is essential that the fathers are reunited with their family, not going back to get families that they left. That's what other people know. What the Almighty is talking about here is that the fathers take responsibility for their families. Because today they are not taking that responsibility. They are not following the righteousness of Abraham. That God said, I know him, that he would command his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment in the earth. This is what Yah is looking for all of us to do. But how can we do this? And we have abandoned our family. How can we do this when we are treacherous against the white of our youth? How can we do this when we have not taken responsibility for the widow and the fatherless? The first order of a judge in the earth is to take care of his family. Because how can you take care of anyone else? How can you be righteous to anyone else when you're not righteous in taking care of your own family? And sure, there's many men that say, yeah, I'm taking care of my family. I'm taking responsibility for my family. Well, if this is true, then why are the families today mourning? The women are in mourning. The children are in mourning. The sons and daughters have been abandoned. This is not the case, then why is there so much evil, even in the house of Israel? No wonder Yah said in the book of Amos, if you turn there, in the book of Amos, and again, if you have any comments, questions, give us a call. 347-838-8963 and press the number 1 on your phone or text us. 919-931-6216. In the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter, this is what the Most High said in the very first verse. Hear ye, hear this word that Yah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you, your iniquity. What is this saying? We're the only family that the Creator gave his laws, his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments to. We're the only family that's supposed to know how to act right. We're the only family that's supposed to have some sense. We're the only family that's supposed to get it right. We're supposed to be the light of the world. But our family has been disintegrated. Our family has become very low.
Now, the women are taking care of the husbands. The children are ruling the house. The grandparents or the grandmother is raising her grandkids. The grandmother don't supposed to raise the grandkids. That's supposed to be the responsibility of the parents. We have sunken real low. The husband don't love his wife. The wife is not loving her children. And the children hate their parents and won't obey them. Who will atone for this? Who will acknowledge this? Who will stand and make the crooked thing straight? For undoubtedly, there's a lot of crooked things going on. And Yah is looking for righteousness. And it starts, it begins, and it ends with the family. We got one of our listeners up, and let me go right to them. And this is one of our Morays, Moray Yehoshua Ben Yisrael, out of Jacksonville, Florida. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing this beautiful evening?
Doing excellent. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise Yah. I just wanted to make a quick comment on the lesson that you're giving tonight, because it's very important that your listening audience understand and realize and recognize that the family unit is out of course right now. And as a result of the family unit being out of course, the nation is out of course. And seeing the buck stop with the rulers and the leaders. That's why the scripture says the leaders that cause the people to err. But the first leader is the man of the household. And as I was listening to you get a lesson, I can think about all the great laws that the Almighty has put before us. Like in Numbers, the 30th chapter, when he talks about when a man makes a vow, he has to keep it. But when his wife makes a vow, if he in the day that he hears it, he can disallow that vow because he's supposed to be holy. He's supposed to make righteous discernment. He's supposed to direct the unity and the righteousness of the family and keep that going and instilling that in the unit and the base of the family. And the father or the grandfather also, or the father who has the daughter that comes back home, still had that same responsibility. So it lets me know how important the man and his righteousness is, not only toward himself and the Almighty, but toward his family. Because you're right, the Almighty wants a family, a righteous family. And the only way we can be a righteous nation is we have to have many righteous families doing right things. And it start with the men, and it start with them and their relationship with their wife, and then their relationship with their children. And undoubtedly and unfortunately, we have abandoned both, even those families that have two family households, because the husbands are treating these women very treacherously. And as a consequence, it destroys the whole makeup of the family and its unity and its culture and our way of life. And it's important that we turn back to it. And I like that scripture in the book of Malachi, how you explained how the prophet Elijah is coming to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the heart of the children to the father, because that's exactly what needs to take place. And it starts with the husbands. It starts with the family unit, the rock, the breadwinner, and the ruler of the household. And I just want to say hallelujah, because I don't think in all my years heard anyone stress, as you stressing, the righteousness of the family unit and the man and his responsibility to our deliverance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely right, Yehoshua, and your comments, and especially the scripture that you brought out in the book of Numbers, the 30th chapter, because Numbers, the 30th chapter, is talking about vows. And the Creator lets us know that when a man vows a vow, it must stand. It will stand. In other words, there is no reason why he had the luxury or why Yah gave him a reason why that vow cannot be fulfilled. So, in other words, Yah makes a man be a man of his word. And this is how most men are not. This
yes.
is our flaw. Our flaw is that our words come back void. They come back empty. They come back with nothing. Where Yah's word, it don't come back void. And Yah is teaching us how to be true men, executing righteousness in the earth. And if we thought we can do it alone, the Almighty said it's not good that man should be alone. So he gave him a helpmate. And he made them one. And he said, why one? So that they can raise a holy seed. And now we can have generations upon generations of righteous families. Yah said, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. And our return must start with our families. The scriptures say he will send Elijah the prophet, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the father, lest he come and smite the earth with a curse. Either we want to be blessed or we're going to be cursed. And our blessing is in these great families that Yah would leave as a remnant in the earth. So I praise Yah for your comments. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah. And I'm going to go. If there's any other comments, give us a call or press the number one on your phone, 347-838-8963, or Texas, 919-931-6216. Again, what are we discussing? What are we talking about? We are discussing the desires and the thoughts of Yah. What is now has already been. And what is already been is what shall be. And Yah requires that which is past. And what is it that Yah required, that which is past, that he always desired? He desired to save, for he is a savior. That's why he says salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. For there is no salvation without righteousness. And anytime the Almighty went to save, as he saved Noah, he saved his family. Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him. Jacob, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him and his seed. And surely, this is what Yah is looking for today. tell you another scripture in the book of Jeremiah, the 35th chapter. This is a beautiful story, and I won't be able to read it all, but I want you to read this whole chapter of Jeremiah, the 35th chapter. And this is what it says. Start reading the 5th verse. Let me start at the 3rd verse so you can understand this. Jeremiah 35:3. This is what it says. Then I took Yaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brother, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of Yah, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of Elohim, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they say, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in a land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We are wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. And this is how steadfast this family was. Their father's father commanded them in all the days of their lives, and their sons and daughters, they all obeyed their father. And look what the Creator said about them in the 12th verse. Then it came the word of Yah unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said Yahfos, the Elohim of Israel, go and tell the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, says Yah? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other deities to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearken unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus says Yah Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Yehuda and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, oh, the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of Rechabites, thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, because ye have obeyed the command of Jehonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, Jehonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. This is the blessing that happens when you obey Yah. This is the blessing of obedience and righteousness. Here, these sons and daughters obeyed their parents. And yet, Yah's supposed to be our father, and we don't obey him. And what is Yah looking for? Is his commandments, is his laws, is his statutes, is his judgment so hard, so grievous, as they teach in Christianity, that you can't keep them? No, they're not grievous. They're not hard at all. They're righteous. All we have to do is decide to do them. And why won't we? The Creator said this in the book of Malachi. The first chapter. The sixth verse. Malachi 1:6. A son honors his father. A servant his master. If then I be a father, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Says Yahweh, unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you have to despise the name of Yah if you refuse to obey him, if you refuse to listen to him, if you refuse to walk with him, you must despise him. There's no other way to look at it. Not only do you despise him, you despise his word. And all he's asking us to do, to be righteous. To be righteous, we have to obey him. The scripture says, when the wicked is in authority, the people mourn. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. My beloved brothers and sisters, don't you see the mourning of our women? Don't you see the mourning of our children? Do you see people rejoicing? Or do you see people mourning and dying? To celebrate. What is it to rejoice about? What is it to wave a flag on high about? Our flag should be at half staff because of the dying and the misery and the vexation and the adversity. That is rampant among our communities.
But how do you make the crooked thing straight? Well, you got to start at the top. You got to start at the man. He wanted to be the man. Let's see if he's going to be the man. And let's see if he will acknowledge and if he will atone and if he will pledge. To make the crooked thing straight. And he don't have to wonder what that is. Because Yah will teach us. And when the man rise, the whole family will rise. And what is Yah looking for? He's looking for a righteous family. So there will be righteous generations. It cannot happen without righteous children, holy seed. This cannot happen without a holy matrimony. Salvation is near to come. Righteousness will be revealed. Please, my beautiful brothers and sisters, open your eyes that you might see. Unstop your ears that you might hear. For truly, Yah loves you and want to save you. And so do I. Until next week, praise the mighty Yah and Shalom.